You go. Oh, here you are. What are you doing out here? Are you hiding from me? Well, you said you were going to grab your robe and come right back. That was 10 minutes ago. What's going on? What do you mean I was snarling in my sleep? And floating above the covers? Did you fall asleep watching Ghostbusters again? You know what happens when you watch Bill Murray before bed. I am being serious, sweetheart. That doesn't sound right. You must have been having a bad dream. I mean, the things you're saying are impossible. If you were awake, then you must have been hallucinating. How could I have been floating above the sheets? That's ridiculous. I mean, how is it even possible? You weren't feeling too well last night. Maybe your cough medicine... Well, what do you mean you had your arms wrapped around me while I was floating? That doesn't make sense, sweetie. Can I tell you to make me believe that what you saw wasn't real? You don't have to back away from me. I don't want to hurt you. Okay. You're rather observant. And my eyes are glowing right now, aren't they? A little bit. I could see it on your face. Like, literally. I could see a bit of red light on your face. Okay, honey, we need to have a chat. I didn't want to tell you the truth because I wanted you to accept who I am. But I think honesty right now would be for the best. But yes, I'm what you would call a demon. I took over your boyfriend's body during the night. It's not like what you've heard or read about. We aren't inherently evil. We're just victims of our circumstances. We punish the evil. That's our job. So, in a sense, we're doing good. We're making the world a better place. There is a catch to this, however, and I'll tell you later, because you definitely need to know about it. No. I could have wiped your mind, or given you some hallucinations so that your doubts about what you'd seen this morning. I could have tried to fool you, but it just didn't seem fair. I felt compelled to tell you the truth about what I am. Because I think we could have something real, even if it's under these strange circumstances. I know the idea of this is frightening, but you don't have to be afraid of me. I'm not going to hurt you until you're ready. Your boyfriend? If you can call him that. He's still in here too. I can see all his thoughts, his memories, his emotions. This body is a vessel for me, but I have access to everything about him. I can see what he thought of you too. Such good memories. He did love you, but... he didn't deserve you. No, I'm not going to tell you that. No, forget it. fine. I'm doing this under protest. He was cheating on you. You don't have to believe what I say. Think about things, how things have been between you the last few months. Hell, the last year. He's been distracted, working late. Basketball with the guys. It would be faster to tell you who he wasn't screwing. But you knew that already, didn't you? He hasn't really looked at you in months, has he? But none of that matters anymore. I'm here now and I want to be with you. I want to live in this world with you. He may not have seen you, but I've been in his memories. I know the kind of things you used to do together in the beginning. The kind of things that make your toes curl. How many nights did you lie awake, wishing he would just roll over and take you like he used to? I know everything you did with him, said to him, felt with him. You could give me a chance. I can give you what you want. What you need. I'm like your boyfriend, with a little bit extra. I know this whole situation is bizarre, but I can see you may be open to what I have to say. At least you aren't panicking. That's a relief. I really can't deal with the whole freaking out thing. I could make you think you love me with a few words and a touch, but if you let me stay, I want it to be your choice, your free will. That allows it that you honestly and truly want me to be here. But I can be whoever you want me to be. And if you want me to be the man you fell in love with, then only that. I'll try. But I think I can be so much more than that. I'm more powerful than you realize. I can be an ally to you in this world if you're willing to trust me. I know I'll have to earn that, of course, but you have to give me a chance. And I'll believe in you. I'll support you in ways he never did. You have dreams that you want to pursue, and not only will I stand behind you when you reach for them, I'll help you. And trust me, that really means something, because I do have the power to change your life. I can persuade and threaten and toy with the minds of mortal men and women. No, but not you. No, I'd never do that to you. For that alone, should be willing to at least give me a little bit more time. But I do have more to offer than that as well. I know how unsatisfied you've been. One and done, if he ever touched you at all. But I won't treat you like that. Your body will be my playground, and I am insatiable. I can be as rough as you need me to be. We can try every deviant thing you ever wanted to do, and I will never make you feel ashamed. Looking through his memories, I can see all those depraved acts you to enjoy together. I'm going to make you beg for them, and then I'm going to teach you some new ones. You'd want that, right? You've enjoyed submitting to this body in the past. Well, you have no idea how good it could be. But you have to do it with me in here. I'm worth knowing. I'm worth trusting. But you do have to give me that trust if this is going to work. If I fucked your face, would that help you make your mind? Oh, I love it when you gasp like that. Oh, it makes my demon cock throb in ways I can't describe. Get on your knees and open my pants. I could do it myself, but I don't want to fumble with it. It's been a while since I did that, so it's best if you do it for me. Oh my, I guess it has been a while, hasn't it, eager girl? Your mouth is so much better than... Oh, his memories. Such a talented little tongue you have. I taste just the same as him, don't I? I know you've been wanting him to be more... Oh. Aggressive with you. More forceful. I can do that for you. Oh. Starting with a good grip on your hair. It's that same cock you love. Only I'm willing and able to do so much more with it. I want to make you mine instead of his. You have to understand just how willing I am to do that. Oh, of course I can make my eyes glow again while you do this. Oh, I guess you really do want to know I'm a demon. Oh, is this a kink for you? Oh, because if it is, oh my, this is your lucky day. I'm not like an incubus. I want you awake and fully cognizant. I'm doing this all for you, not for me. Because I want to make you happy. Oh, how long has it been since he fucked your face like this? Oh, fuck. Since he lost himself on your mouth. Let me pull your hair and drive my cock down your throat. Oh, use your mouth as hard as you need. Oh, you'd be surprised how much abuse your flesh is capable of taking. Oh, and how much I can dish out. Oh, fuck. Oh, God. Yes, fuck. Oh, and that was just a taste of how good it could be. Ah, I know you want to fuck me. You don't have to say the words. Like I said, I know you. I know exactly what you need, and right now, it's this body. Let me lay you down on the bed, and I'll show you my appreciation. I'll let you see what you can have any time you want. You just have to let me keep his body and accept me. I know the thing you've wanted him to do to you for so, so long, but he was too selfish to let you have that experience. I want you to sit on my face and suffocate me between those gorgeous thighs. My cock is already twitching at the thought of it. I'm not even going to make you beg for it this time. Even though that would be so much fun. I'm going to let you have what you desire. Oh, I can already smell how wet you are for me. So needy and desperate, it fills my heart with joy. Oh, don't be shy, baby. Climb on my face and put your wet little slit hard against my lips and nose. And you know exactly what you want to do then, don't you? I want to taste you. Push my tongue deep inside you. And let your nectar drip into my mouth and down my throat. God, I love the way you grind against my face. Ah, I never wanted to do this to you. It's a mystery to me. Fuck. You're finally getting what you've always wanted. And I can tell you love every second of it. Reach back while you're doing this and stroke my cock slowly in your hand. You know exactly what this body likes. How to tease you just the right amount so I don't come yet. Take me to the edge and drown me in your cum. I can hear you moan, and it sounds so good too. You're so close, so responsive to my tongue. God, yes, come for me. Come for me. Oh, yes, come for me. Was that as good for you as it was for me? What is incredible is your desperation tastes. I want more. I could lay down here beside you and wait for you. But like I said, I'm insatiable. I can tell you're certainly not done either. So fuck me. Fuck me with wild abandon. I want to feel you beneath me, on top of me, around me. I want to put your legs on my shoulders. Oh, you never did this with him. You didn't even try, but with me, oh yes, I am into this. And soon, I'm going to be into you as well. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm a human. Oh, more than he ever did. Oh, I will come more for you, more than he ever did. We both know this. Oh, because you're fucking amazing. I could leave this body after this and he'd never know what he'd missed unless I told him. But I don't think you would. Oh, it'd be our little secret, wouldn't it? Oh, God, don't stop bucking against me. Oh, I want you to feel every inch. I want you to have this experience with you. Not just some memory. I want to brand you with this cock. Even if it is his body and not really mine. Oh, fuck. You've had my cock down your throat. And my tongue deep inside you. Oh, fuck. And you have to admit, this is the best fuck you've ever had. And this is the beginning. Just the very beginning of what we could do for, together. Oh. Every dark fantasy you've ever had. I can fulfill. Oh, but I have to stay for that to happen. And you have to want that too. Ask me. Ask me to stay. Tell me you're happy with this. Oh, I know you are, but you have to say the words. They'll bind me to this world for now. I thought that would be your response. Oh, I can feel myself getting stronger already. But you don't have to worry about that. Oh, there are other people in this world who should, but not you. Not ever. But keep moaning for me. Every stroke is so good, and I just want more. Oh, you like it when I bite you too, don't you? I don't even have to ask, I can tell. You want to hear my demon voice? Why? I don't know. I don't want to scare you. Are you sure? You're mine. And soon I'll be yours too. We'll be bound together. And there'll be so much pleasure. And some pain too. If you want to have it or give it to me. I'm used to torment. And I'll enjoy every second of it. I can be whatever you want me to be. Ask or beg, I don't care. I just need this. Oh, you like that, don't you, naughty girl? Oh, but you're whimpering so much. We're going to enjoy our time together. I'm going to wear you out. You're going to be in a permanent state of exhaustion. An exhausted ecstasy. Oh, doesn't that sound wonderful? Oh, you're about to come, aren't you? Well then, come for me. Show me how you like it. Play with your clit until you can't take any more. Look me in the eyes while you come to, and I'll come with you, and I'll even make my eyes glow for you. You want that, don't you? Ah, you're just shameless, aren't you? I fucking love it. Take my cock. Take this fucking demon cock deep in that cunt. Oh, you are mine now. You are mine. You take my cock and you take my cum. You come with me as I fucking fill you. As I fucking claim you. You take it. You take it. Oh, you take it. You take it, you take it, you take it, you take it. Oh, take it, take it, take it, and come with me, come with me, come with me. Oh, 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 oh. Should tell you what the catch is. Oh, we may have to kill a few people, but they'll be bad people, and the worse they are, the better it is for me. I am an instrument of punishment, after all. But by doing this, you'll also be improving your standing too. Up there. And down there too, let's be honest. I won't be so bad after the first few. And they will be bad people. People the world will be better without. Murderers, rapists, child molesters, and those who use their wealth and power to inflict pain and suffering on others. The kind of people who make the world a miserable place for others. Oh no, you don't have to worry about your punishment for your rather sizable lust at the moment. After all, this is a committed relationship, even though someone else is inside this body. We're just having some good, dirty fun. And the murderer, that won't be a problem either. You can trust me. But let's lie here for a while and I'll let you get used to the idea of all this. Because it's low risk, high reward situation for you. But still, it's a lot to take in. We'll have lots of time to talk about it. Who's at the door? Whoa, wait, what do you mean you called someone? About an exorcism? When did you have time? Wait. I was growling and floating for hours. And you didn't call an ambulance. You called a priest. Odd set of priorities, I have to admit. You did seem to understand the situation almost immediately. Which makes my earlier lies seem a little less silly in retrospect. But you can't let him in the apartment. He'll sense I'm here, and you know what comes after that. That's dangerous for all of us, because at this point he won't believe you've just found out. You think you're complicit. Technically you are now, but he doesn't need to know that. And trust me, it won't be pea soup vomit and petty insults if there's an exorcism. It's so much more gruesome than that. This body could die in the process. I won't kill him. I won't kill him because you wouldn't want that, would you? No. He's a good man, and you would be very upset with me if I harmed him. But he wants to hurt me, and we can't have that, can we? So, if you can get rid of him, then we can be together for the rest of your life. And if you want me to leave at some point, if you make that choice, well, your boyfriend can just wake up having what he thinks is amnesia. So he doesn't remember anything that we did together. His mind will be like he woke up next to you this morning, no matter how far in the future it is. So we can do anything together, and he'll never know. It'll be between you and me, and whoever else we decide to play with. But that means you have time to make a decision. But that can't happen if someone else intervenes. So you need to help me here and send him on his way. To tell him you made a mistake, that there's some other explanation. He's still going to want to come in, but you can't let him. He's going to be suspicious for weeks, but eventually he'll forget or he'll finally believe you were telling the truth, and that should be enough time for me to assimilate into this body. He won't be able to detect me after that. You'll do this for me, won't you? I just want to stay with you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You won't be sorry, I promise you. Hurry back. There's more fun to be had. And then we have a job to do. And evil people to find and, you know. You'll get used to it soon, I promise. Then we can be together forever. Wouldn't that be so nice?